This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
Well, as you can imagine, Jim Keddy, the mayor of Philadelphia, has said he would take as many as the president would give him, but it's mean. It's mean to send him illegal immigrants. It's mean-spirited. I don't know why it's mean-spirited. I guess he thinks his city is a bad place to come, I guess. Bad place to be sent. Not exactly Gitmo, is it? Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. This is the only show. Happy Friday. When Mayor Jim Keddy heard that the Trump administration had reportedly considered releasing detainees to sanctuary cities to retaliate against political critics, he would have taken any and all sent this way. But as the Washington Post reported, the plan never materialized. Keddy called the suggestion mean-spirited. He said, "I'm not surprised. They treat human beings like they're not human. I would have taken as many as we could take." So wait, I'm confused. So it's mean-spirited to send them to Philadelphia? What is mean-spirited about that exactly? If you say you would take them, why is it mean-spirited? If you didn't want them, then I could see you making an argument that it's mean-spirited because you'd say, we don't want them here. So we're not going to treat them well, so it's mean-spirited. But you want them. You got them. You take them. You get them. You feed them. You clothe them. You house them. How is it mean-spirited? I think it's actually very benevolent to send them to sanctuary cities versus what? Sending them back to Mexico? Or Guatemala. I mean, honestly, why are we now suddenly... I'm trying to understand the left's outrage. I get that they just get outraged about everything, but I'm trying to understand what the problem is with drop... From their perspective. I mean, I could see people being upset who reside in the state of Pennsylvania, for example, that the president could drop off tens of thousands of illegal immigrants at the doorstep of Philadelphia. I could understand that. And I would caution him that this could become a political liability in a swing state like Pennsylvania, which is probably why it's not happening. But from the left's perspective, why are you upset by this? You're a sanctuary city, A. B, you're so open and welcoming. And C, you seem to have limitless amounts of money to spend to take care of people. So why does this mean exactly? Unless you think your city's a bad place. Unless you think your city's a hellhole and that people shouldn't come here. Is that what you're saying, Mayor Keddy? That your city's a hellhole. Don't come here. And if you make people come here, like on school trips and whatnot, that is mean-spirited too. I guess. I don't know. You send a bunch of kids to the to the Franklin Institute. I guess now you're mean-spirited. Don't come here. Keddy said, quote, "I'm an American of Irish descent, and they treated the Irish just like they're treating these Central Americans and Mexicans and every other people of color who are coming here from other parts of the world." How exactly? If they're... Well, I mean, I guess you could say yes, because they let the Irish stay. So if they're letting them stay in sanctuary cities, what... The only people who should be upset by this are actually people who are hardliners on immigration. Think about it. Or sensible, normal people who don't want to pay for the cost of taking care of tens of thousands of illegal immigrants. Think about that. The fact that the left is outraged over this shows you that they just have... They don't know what to do. They just know to be reflexively against Trump. That's all they know. They just know if Trump says it, they're reflexively against it. That's all they know. That's all they need to know, and that's it. Because logically, if you sat down, this is the kind of plan that would make Ann Coulter's heart explode and would normally make somebody on the left very happy. Oh, yes, send them to us. Send them to places where they'll be welcome and they'll be treated great. Instead, Ann Coulter's heart explodes anyway, and then the left turns around and goes, "This is mean." Is it? Because, I mean, it seems to me like mean would be throwing them over the non-existent wall back into from whence they came. Would that not be mean? Maybe that's what they want now. Maybe the fact that the president said, "We'll put them in sanctuary cities," because he knows they're just going to reflexively go against whatever he says. Maybe that's how then he'll turn around and say, "Oh, so what do you want?" They'll go, "Well, you got to send them back where they were." All right, so we'll send them back to Mexico and Guatemala and El Salvador and et cetera. No, that's mean. So which is it? What do you want? What do you want to happen here? Explain it. Make sense of something. Of course, they really can't make sense of anything. That's part of the problem. It's just a matter of, I am against whatever Donald Trump is for. Whatever it is. Children. I'm against children now. Fire extinguishers. I'm anti-fire extinguisher if he's for them. Smoke detectors, I hate them now. He's for them. I'm anti-smoke detector. They're an authoritarian tool. Dictators. Hitler had smoke detectors. I want nothing to do with them. I'm just trying to understand how somebody can be that blinded by an automatic reflex of, I'm against it, that they don't even take a breath and go, this would actually be a great thing for Philadelphia from the left's perspective, would it not? You get to overrun the city with more illegal immigrants, unless, and this is another thought, deep down inside they really don't want them because it's really expensive to take care of them. Oh, wait a second. So wait a minute now. Maybe it's not just the reflexive anti-Trump thing. Maybe it's not just that. I mean, it's that, but also maybe not that. Maybe it's something else, too. Maybe they know that if you dropped off tens of thousands of illegal immigrants in Philadelphia tomorrow, that the city would be overwhelmed, would not have the ability to take care of all these human beings and children. Which is the point, right? Which is the point of why people are against illegal immigration in the first place, is that we don't have the ability to take care of everybody. If this was a country where you just came here like the Irish did back then, or the Italians, and you just, hey, make it on your own. Good luck. If you make it, great. If you don't, well, you know, there's always the boat back to Sicily. But we're not that country anymore, are we? We don't just let people come and say, now you're on your own. Go figure it out. Go get a job. Good luck. You know, Irish need not apply here, but somebody's going to give you a job because we don't have any money to give you. We don't have welfare yet. We don't have food stamps yet. So you get what you get. There might be community groups to help out. The church may help out there. Your neighbors may help out, but the government's not helping out. So you better figure it out. That means you got to go repair dishwashers. Go repair dishwashers. Figure it out. We're not that country anymore, are we? No, now we're the country that says, come here. You get in. We'll take care of you. We'll find a way. We'll take care of you. Whatever you need. You need food? We'll give you food. You need housing, clothes? What do you need? We'll take care of it. We got this. And we can't sustain that. We cannot sustain that. Geographically speaking, we can fit lots and lots of people. We have a lot of room. I mean, it's like 98% of the country is all lives in the same place geographically. There's like a whole lot of space out there, but that's not the point. It's not the space, not the geographical space. It's the fact that this country has become a gigantic welfare state. So if you get here, then boom, we start writing checks. Help you out. Government does. And I think the real reason why these mayors and these lefty mayors in sanctuary cities and states act like they want this, but they really don't want this, and why it's mean, but they really don't want it, is because they know they don't have the money. They don't have the money to take care of this. And they don't expect the Trump administration is going to pay for it. And why should the Trump administration pay for it? But Jim Kenney, like a lot of other lefties, for all of his hoopla and blah, blah about letting everybody who wants to come here, come here. Well, that costs some money, pal. Cough it up. And he doesn't want to do that, does he? He doesn't want to write the checkbook to take care of all of the huddled masses that will descend upon the shores of Philadelphia. He doesn't want anything to do with it. The truth is, these frauds want nothing to do with it. They don't want to pay for the housing or the food or the medicine or any of the other stuff that would come with tens of thousands of illegal immigrants being dropped into the city. And that's why people are against illegal immigration, because of the cost of it. You know, it's so funny. I hear these people who turn around and go, illegal immigrants are not criminals, okay? We've got plenty of physical space, okay? And then the next thing they say is, but these people need help. What do you mean? Well, I mean, they're coming from very poor countries. They need help. What kind of help you want to give them? And, you know, if you're somebody, if you ask that to somebody on the left, they're going to turn around and say, well, obviously, we're going to take care of them. And that's the problem. That's the problem right there. Because we have a major fiscal cliff coming very, very soon. And we don't deal with it soon. I mean, we are headed towards a financial disaster in this country soon. And we don't have the money to be able to take every indigent person in the world who needs our help and just bring them in and say, come on in. You need help? We got you. We got this. We can't afford that. Like I said, if this was a situation where the country, like it wasn't, you know, the part of the 20th century where you come on in, you know, go to work, That's not how it is anymore. And it proves that by the fact that a guy like Jim Kenney comes around and goes, this is mean-spirited. We'll take as many as they want to send us, but it's mean-spirited. Translation, I don't want them. I can't, we can't, we don't have the money. The reflexive anti-Trump reaction from the people on the left is hysterical to me. It really is. You know, there's that meme that says Trump cured cancer, so now the left is for cancer. They always, people put out stuff like that all the time, and it's, you know, you chuckle at it. But this is an example of where that's not an exaggeration. You know, right now, Democrats and immigrant groups and the ACLU and others should be saying, we implore the White House to consider and pursue this plan. This is a great plan. You should do this. Send illegal immigrants to Democrat districts. But why won't they do that? Why aren't they doing that? You know why? Because it would be a political disaster for Democrats. I mean, it could hurt the president, too, in Pennsylvania, for example. So that's why I don't want him doing it. I don't want him doing it because of the political ramifications. I think it would be very bad politically. But the left, this is, these, come on, these are your people. Take them. Take your people. Take them in. Help them out. And from the left, politically speaking, they should be seen as the kind, benevolent people. I want to know why Democrats are not right now holding a candlelight vigil outside the White House demanding the president send illegal immigrants to New York City and San Francisco and Philadelphia. They should be doing it. They should. Democrat mayors right now should be coming out and demanding so, demanding that the president send them here. They're not doing that, are they? Nope. They're not doing that. They should be if they were consistent, but they're not consistent, obviously, which is why they're not doing it. Because if they were doing it, they'd be consistent. And if they were consistent, they'd be doing it.
Rich Cioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.